read from the book. I must say I've been quite unsettled by the amount of homelessness. And it's probably something that we share between Australia and California, the gutting of mental health services, housing services, etc. And my poem, The Roadside Brand, was very much about beautiful things on the periphery. The Roadside Bramble. Walking light, late by a roadside bramble, hoops of brittle thorn, core of dead grass, quiet rust, frost-burnt and fuel-thread, moans fall and swirl as brassy notes and cobwebs tangle straw stems in mossy dirt, the gravel wash, a stripped page of newspaper rotting, crushed pyethylene trap lead, half full of piss or rainwater, the sign of a dog, chalk eroded in the furrow of a wheel, gone a little wide on the corner, or a near miss, now overgrown in parochial paspalum, afternoon light, cold and real, bees somewhere in the shadows, a thought of honey in the thicket, a grey common behind a wire fence half down in the damp, bruise hung on the smoke of a sun dog burnt in a hazy sky, translucent sleep stuck in the covetous dawn of a bramble there by the roadside where I hurry into the emaciated past, where dry straw recedes speechless into the middle distance, a skein of mist settling over a paddock, air still, damp, muddy in my nose, the scent of blood, still, cold, hockey bone blue, knee-high twigs, and the hair of my skin lift in the golden aperture of the sky's milk crystal, fanned behind the brittle stand of eight grey poplars, pines melting in the middle distance, dark green glass shards sliding into the earth, a path trodden flakes of rock through clumps of bristles of grass and wet stemmed seed heads drooping over bright plastic bits and rusting caps squashed with dirt into bleak loam, a field scattered with the bones of my predecessors wandering aimlessly over turquoise hills, smoky dead trees. I find I'm outside the future, overgrown great walls of roots and earth crumbling sodden in the muddy weather, wooden claws of hackberry gum, knotted fetal in the grey wind, contrail cords in the sky, lines unfurling between hard matter and blue, blown above a jetliner's silver precipice, disappearing into the end of a broken branch. Time and space are orange as mud in gravel, trees aglint with a wild fire, sparks flying across the horizon, a singular grey abyss. Every ramble has been the same, I think, as they all rush from my past like black swans, snow geese drawn into the circle of gravel, a formation of birds dropping suddenly into the mind. As I walk around, feathers widening, angular as they land into the poverty of the world, the horizon always looming, then retreating from the present and all it holds, the skeletal frame of a sparrow chick, its absent eye resting on a quartz pebble, left as a sign to the logic of inhuman death, clear, immensely old, a grain of cold stone, indifferent raw tangle in a bracken fern halo, the silent forehead of a sickle moon, tacked strangely to a wooden light pole, the sound of water tinkling and gurgling, treble and bass, a silver banner fluttering and wending through the poplars and bracing pines, darkness somehow equal to its bright and random melody, caught in the cold pomegranate at the road's end, crimson flesh held in a world of white foam, mist correlates, transpires, solid shapes beneath the moon and stars, hips and haws, love and hate. No matter how opaque and powerless I become, I still cry into the night as it springs burning into feminine, emptiness glowing through the dry willow stalks, no match for the whirl of the crown of your head, telescope to a galaxy, a wail from the old world bare as a chunky keyring not lost in the mossy grid, where I walk and look, no doubt within, perhaps. perhaps held back as gravel paths spread from me chaotically. All the same, having wandered here before, and knowing how each will always yield its own, I fall away into the roadside ditch, sticks and mud stuck to my hair, the back of my throat catching the gold sunset. Behind, of course, bitumen spread, Bauhaus thin and black, a wall of glass windows over the road, a mercury pool shimmering in the wind, the whole world reflected, shuddering. Auf das Hinsinken. Brilliance is declining. I go to sleep in the infants, breathing bodies, a small herd of nature, in layers of animation, the unknown unfolding, identical powers delivered through a gateway of hearts at body temperature. How much time is left? I don't know. I never knew. I never saw. The unwritten is never enough for the written. Unclothed objects, recalling testimony, geology, weather, enclosing light. Yes, all the sun's light in its final resting place, behind the silhouettes. Fall forward into glistening swollen eyes, musty orange leaves, soft wet twigs, the wings and shells of insects, fragments of bone in capillaries of moss and humus tangled into nets. Living always misses the earth in a mantle of walking, rambling, sleeping, beneath a dome of small white clouds, a dry breeze dilating the history of the human into a dream of darkness, a doubled swan presented on a lake of blue paper, substantive time longer than a sentence, whiter than milk adjusted for daylight, resting livestock, figures of speech culled on the hillside, under murmurous starlings, coveys of quails, sockets of eggs divided, the yellow grass, thick undergrowth and vapour, mist, a woolen cortex buried in roots by the well, shining nerves like spiders' webs strung through the morning gas. I'll take a rest. There is little buoyancy, little weight to swim through the hardwoods, the iris field storing colour, skin like a mirror, under water, under air, a line of bubbles along the spine, a line positioned nostalgically as teeth, dark teeth, and a tongue planting letters of blood every vertebrae, is a forest of sweet blackening, gravity reversed as leaves rise up in the larynx and choke epistemology like a solstice, in a silent rigor that plays and sways like the perfect guitarist, his deathly strumming so exact it circles and strikes the silent beasts in their solicitude. Pieces of violet forbidden as they rub out the pigeon chests in a theory of freezing anvils burning beautifully in the twilight. We tear things apart like tigers, tigers abandoned in the grassy apparatus of blindness, air suffering flesh torn in penance over the late brittle fields, ghosts celebrating the resemblance of natality, of dusk cracked by cicadas, the disintegrating distance of golden clouds, a choir of vagrant ashes scorched with lightning, yearning, human fate revealed is never seen, its origin worn like words, like cries of raw bronze, drunk protruding limbs, mouth, eyes, ears, didactic summer black with the rubble of inhuman suffering, abandoned at last in the courtyard. I would still like to feel that ancient wind in a dream, in a turbulent rhythm, pledging the desertion of noon in a wrinkled sea, your hat making rings of darkness to punctuate the yellow glare of beautifully ground shells and boulders, the sand, an undulant explosion flattened by the moaning heat, dazzling agate crumbling under an opaque fervor like namelessness, like a frail abandoned lens, no flare, no flame, no gleaming evil in the ruthless glass, just the decay of modernity into infinite ermine spores, fireflies racing through the blood-stained architecture, fragile geographies, the dust of colour, collagen ochres, thumbs spread on cheeks and the forehead of beauty, the cranial earth like an air raid shelter for the book whose face is always shifting, shifts repeatedly amongst the hours, where the dream is never over. The slaughter always shimmers. After sinking, where I row my boat, past the towering eyes, past the petals on the bleeding surface of centuries, a film of angelic waste, exhausting boundless power. This open wound, the sameness of everyone's wounds, handled between two givers, forever, like oars thrown in the middle of the lake, where we photograph remnants of measure, the celestia ringing in the daylight foliage, like simple folklore.